Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're now live on blogtalkradio.com, and this is the Middlemen Show, the live show on the internet today. And this is Alan.
Yo, what's happening? Kevin is here. See? And this is
Man, we do this every...
What is this?
No, I'm sorry. It's I was having technical difficulties. I'm sorry.
You
it's
always
me.
Having...
It's
you know what? Hold up. You know what? It's been a long time since we had to do this. We got to break it down for you real quick like this.
No! It kind of gets
early
me if it's
show.
A
early.
Technical
early
difficulty.
In the show.
Hey, what Freeway said? Early.
What?
Early, son. This is ridiculous. Could you please introduce yourself?
Wow, this is Jen. The person who's having technical difficulties and just been punished because of it.
Oh, so you want to get smart and snappy about it, huh? you want to get smart and snappy about that?
Might get it again.
We got something for you. We ain't gonna hit it with it right quick. We're gonna let it slide.
I think we should do a top 10 like buzzer moment for Jennifer this year, because that's all y'all been doing the whole year is buzzing me.
No.
Yeah, I think you got the most buzzes out of anybody ever called into the show. And
I don't know. I remember one particular caller that we had. We got them pretty good. I think that trumps all the one that Jen got.
Damn. Yeah. How's everybody's Thanksgiving, man?
Man, everything was good. I'm turkeyed out, actually. I mean, if you consider canned turkey as turkey.
Canned turkey?
Yes, sir. What?
Canned
what
turkey.
What is canned turkey? They have canned turkey?
Yeah, what does that taste like?
Canned turkey.
Why
y'all
didn't go get a bird?
Man, now. Take too long.
Right.
Made up some dressing, throw some canned turkey up in there. We was good.
See, I headed straight over to Mama's and prepared. I told my mama nothing better never happened to her.
But
like,
you don't eat meat, so why are you eating turkey?
I do. I eat turkey. I eat fish.
They do not make tofu turkey.
No. I eat turkey. Thanksgiving is like one of my favorite holidays. It is my favorite holiday.
Well,
so you just don't eat red meat, huh?
Yeah, I don't eat red meat. Or pork. Or shellfish.
I eat pork, I eat chicken, I eat beef, I eat it all. Only thing I don't eat is tofu and seafood. Certain seafood I do not eat.
Well, to all our listeners out there, we want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving as well, too. I hope you all had a blessed day as well. And today, we are talking about, title of the subject is today is Millnomics. We will be discussing the recession. Does it have an impact on the playing field for our college graduates and non-college graduates, and what is more attractive to an employer, having a degree or having 10 or more years of experience pertaining to a job? Or is it all about who you know or what you know? And also, we're going to ask you all out there who are listening, have you experienced any difficulties in finding a job in the current job market in the area of the country in which you live in? And we definitely want to get you all's feedback on that, because it is pretty rough out here. They say it is improving, but it's still pretty rough out here for a lot of people.
Man, they showed Atlanta lost like over 100,000 something jobs, and people are still coming here. It's crazy. I mean, how can we get these jobs back? You know, and then it's not necessarily jumping off a subject, but when you think about it, what happened with what will happen if President Obama brings the troops back? those people will be out of a job. Y'all really think about it.
Yep. What we have to think about also is that it's a tight spot now, but we have lots of initiatives like in the workings in the next couple of years that are going to put the job market in a boom. For the last, you know, maybe 5 or 6 decades in America, America has been nothing but consumers instead of producers.
Right.
Now we have green jobs coming up. We have, you know, people inventing things, and maybe that will be the leeway into, you know, job creation. We're going to have to start, you know, making things and stop being strictly consumers.
Yeah, but it seems like China got us in a headlock, and, you know, I saw the
that's
trade ratio.
That's because they're the ones that's making things.
Yeah,
they're
I mean, I saw
things.
The trade ratio, how China is basically exporting more than they're importing against us. And we're actually buying more stuff from them right now. That is crazy.
But it's also up to us to take a stand and say, no, not in America. Like Walmart. I try not to do the Walmart thing. It's hard. I admit it's hard. I do go to Walmart. But I try not to go to the Walmart.
Yeah, I thought
you said you wanted to go ahead with, 90%.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I don't go to that one particular Walmart.
So you drive another 30 miles to go to a Walmart?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Because I refuse to go in that one.
No.
Okay.
You might as well just go ahead and put your dukes down and just accept defeat. Put up the white flag and go to that Walmart.
No,
I like
can't
this.
Do that.
I participated in the Black Friday, you know, at Walmart. I mean, I guess that makes me a bad person, according to Gene.
Yeah, it
does. Yeah, it does, because you're taking away American jobs when you do that, Al. That's what you did.
I mean, come on now. That's not like the only store that would have everything that I need in there.
Well,
amen.
Like I said, it's hard not to go to Walmart. But if we can try to stop it, it would be best.
You know what? I hate Walmart, I'm going to be honest with you, but it's like that's the only option you have right now. I mean, you don't have those small convenience stores. I remember back home in Columbus, man, you can just shoot over to Fred's and all these other little stores that are right there.
But Fred's is another Walmart, dollar store, Fred's. All stores like that are like Walmart. Yes, they get their products from overseas.
I mean, everybody get their stuff from overseas, man. You know, ever since that trade embargo and all other stuff that's going on, you know, hey, we're going to be
and they're a
buying.
Corporation. Fred's, the dollar store, all stores like that are corporations. What we need to start doing is having small mom-and-pop businesses that sell those things, and we buy it from them. And stop buying from big corporations that are basically corporate bullies and monopolies, you know, in current America.
Well, as Forrest Gump say, gee, it happens.
I heard that, man. Well, I want to also give a shout out to the Mississippi State Bulldogs for beating the crap out of Ole Miss this past weekend, because everybody assumed that Ole Miss was going to whoop Mississippi State, but of course that did not happen. So Bulldogs, all the way.
All right.
Oh my goodness. Have y'all been watching Nancy Grace? I have to say this.
Nancy who?
I don't watch Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace. Oh, my goodness. I know y'all seen the story. She's a bit over the top sometimes, I admit. But I know y'all seen the story where that guy, the black guy with the dreads, and he raped and choked that little 5-year-old girl to death. I'm going to jump inside the TV.
Yeah, we got a show coming up about that. You brought it up. We got a show coming up about that real soon.
Yeah, we might need to revisit that.
Yeah. What's up, Al? What we got?
Well, we're going to move into our first track of the day, but to all y'all just tuned in, we are talking about the recession and how does that affect the college graduates and also the non-graduates. And it's to an employer, is having a degree versus having 10 or more experience more attractive to an employer. And also, it's all about who you know or what you know and what type of experience of difficulties in finding a job do you all out there go through today. So we're going to move to our first song of the day, which is Bussonomics by Cornel West and Talia Kweli, the middleman, baby.
The white supremacy inside of black people leads us to demean ourselves and devalue ourselves. We're less beautiful, less intelligent, less moral. The niggerization of us. The attempt to view ourselves as less than human and thereby become deferential to white supremacist authorities for 400 years. Bush never used the N-word. Look at his attitude toward Katrina. He might as well just be
niggerizing us openly. You see what I mean?
Revolution required participation. But sometimes people be hesitating.
Commit to that.
The government must respect the will of the people. The government serve the people. The people don't serve the government. Voter registration with no scope of education is a waste of time with no hope. It's just frustration. It ain't no choice when you're picking the voice of a nation. You're just contributing to the status quo's preservation. Plus, we ain't got no universal health care. Who the hell care about crack mothers and welfare? Listening to dead press, hell yeah. The Jay-Z verse, thinking how we were snatched like old lady purses. Dropped on American soil for a greater purpose. Plus, I know my people got layers. You gotta break the surface. The way I rap got the mayor nervous. Frodo failed, Bush got the ring. Snitches like I gotta sing. Fixing elections like it's not a thing. Somebody please expose the fact. It's going back to one party. They call President Bill Clinton a whoremonger. Voted him out and replaced him with a warmonger. It's like I'm jumping sometimes. I'm at the front of the line. I ain't tripping but I stumble sometimes. Then I get right back up. Then I get right back up. It's like I'm jumping sometimes. I'm at the front of the line. I ain't tripping but I stumble sometimes. Then I get right back up.
What you do?
Right back. Lies and thieves best believe that they record is long. Weapons of mass destruction, Aretha for catching some dog. Lack of concern for the environment affected the storm. We could predict the levee breaking like a Zeppelin song. The president warned, but before the levee broke, the people was. They already own the oil there, so ain't nothing they need from us. Caught up in the fog of war, they let the big easy flood. You telling me that you would do what Jesus does? No, I don't believe you would. The master teacher back here to speak with us with the passion of a preacher, and the raps will make the speakers bust. The way I tackle the topic, I'll have an agnostic, acknowledge the last prophet, fulfill the promise of Frederick Douglass, acquainted with death. He step among us on the blocks, the corners, the people he taking is steady, getting younger. You ain't getting over, getting under. I'm getting older, I ain't getting younger. I know the strength of numbers. It's like I'm jumping sometimes. I'm at the front of the line. I ain't tripping, but I stumble sometimes. Then I get right back up. Then I get right back up. It's like I'm jumping sometimes. I'm at the front of the line. I ain't tripping, but I stumble sometimes. Then I get right back up. Then
what you do?
Right back up.
It's taking hip-hop back to its roots when the people could see that the hip and hip-hop stood for we want to be free. We go from the bling-bling to let freedom ring, from the rich legacy of Gil Scott-Heron and the Last Poets on to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five in this era of Bushonomics.
It's like a jungle.
And that was the Bushonomics, Dr. Cornel West and Talib Kweli, spitting some hot knowledge for y'all people out there. And if you're just now tuning in to the Middlemen Show today, we are discussing the segment topic, which is the Middlenomics, which we'll be discussing the economic factor of the recession right now that's going on with our people today. And today we're going to discuss, as far as the playing field of the recession, does it affect the college graduates and also the non-graduates versus each other? And also, what is more important to an employer? Is it having a degree or having 10 years or more years of experience pertaining to a job? And is it all about who you know or what you know? And to all our listeners out there, we want you all to be interactive with us today. And if you all have any experiences on any difficulties on finding a job in your current job market and area in which you live in, please let us know, and let us know how you deal with that. Let us know how you may have overcome that or still are going through those things. We want to know. We want to see if we can help you, give you some advice. And also, that there may be somebody who's listening that may be a employer that may want you. So please feel free to let your voice be heard throughout the Middlemen Show.
Hey, man. I mean, when we get, basically, man, I want to make this statement right here. I'm originally from Mississippi, and, when you made the phrase of, as far as who you know, I mean, if you're from Mississippi and you understand this, you understand what I'm about to say. It seems like you got to know somebody to get a good job. It's crazy to me. I mean, ever since getting out of high school, man, and you looking at a good job, like we had Bosch, we had United Technology and all these, tech jobs. Mm-hmm. It's like the only people that got those jobs were family members, and that was crazy to me.
Most definitely. And that's how it is out there at Omnova. It's still like that.
Yeah.
Which was originally GenCorp.
Right.
It's still like that.
Well, I mean, back to the question of what you asked, man, is the playing field, is it even right now? I mean, to all our listeners, if you feel like it's even, go ahead and push that number one. If you feel like it's not even, press that number one. Let's talk about it. But in my opinion, I think it's even right now, man, because so many people are trying to get a job right now, and so many qualified people are out there. Sometimes, man, maybe they may be looking for that person that has that overqualification, and you have those that want to get that experience, man. So, I mean, I think it's real even right now.
Yeah. I mean, because you got to think about it now. Nowadays, a lot of these jobs, you have to apply online. And then some of these families who are lower income, they don't have access to the internet or a computer.
Right.
Or don't have transportation to get to the library to get access to a computer to fill out the application. So a lot of them people, they go up to the places trying to apply, but you have other people who have that access or who have a degree and can't find a job, and they're resorted into finding, you know, jobs in these lower income levels in which they don't want to work, you know, to make ends meet. And sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah. Jen, I mean, I know you've been to college. What do you think about this situation as far as having that degree and getting out there in the work environment right now? What do you feel about that?
Currently, I think it's necessary. You see people, like on my job, you see people hired over people that have been there for numerous years just because they do have a degree.
Right.
And you see now more than ever, I remember, you know, when unemployment first started to fail, you would see on, you know, news specials about people that had multiple master's degrees getting jobs as, like, pizza takeout delivery guys just because, you know, the job market is so slim. Like,
right.
You know, the chain is falling. And the person who is last is a person without the degree, you know. And in some cases, that's sad because you might have someone who's good at what they do, who's experienced, but the job market demands you get that piece of paper.
Right. So, I mean, what about a person that has to go down a grade as far as they was making like a couple of hundred thousand a year, and now they find themselves working at McDonald's?
The perfect example was a guy who, you know, he was in corporate America. He was on Wall Street. He lost his job, and then he ended up being, you know, a pizza delivery guy. He said, at the end of the day, I have to feed my family. And if that means I have to go put in my resume at, you know, from, you know, Wall Street to McDonald's, that's what I have to do. And that's the mentality. And people with those college degrees, with that cutthroat, you know, corporate American experience, they're going to run over, you know, poor Joe Smo from, you know, who they just
also
wanted to get a lot of applications.
Also, they had this guy who was on CNN a while back when they did a show pertaining to this. He had a college degree, and he applied at McDonald's. He did not get hired because they said that his qualifications were too high for this particular job. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, in that particular situation, they were looking for people who, you know, I guess who were lesser qualified than him for that particular job, and felt like he should be aiming at, you know, a better, you know, job market versus, you know, working at a lower level McDonald's or Wendy's and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's rough. It's rough out here.
Well, Al, I mean, I would ask the listeners on the line this one question right here. If you had a degree or you was making X amount of numbers, do you feel like your pride, would your pride stop you from feeding your family? Because a lot of people can't transition from making $100,000 to $40,000 or $20,000 a year. Because you think about it, when this the economy crashed the first time, what did majority of people do? They started killing themselves. You know what I'm saying? They start seeing suicides everywhere. So, I mean, to all our listeners on the line, you can press that number one or either on the web chat. Go ahead and put your comment up there. We want to discuss this with you guys today because, I mean, I'm looking at it firsthand out here in Atlanta, man. It's crazy. People are still coming here. They had a story about two brothers that came here from Detroit this weekend. Got off the bus, you know, hoping to find a job, and they met him at a soup line. And the guy was like, you know, I just want to give me something to eat. I want to put my head down, you know, and rest somewhere and go look for a job tomorrow. So, I mean,
but look at the market. I was looking at some stats, and the states with the lowest unemployment rate are states like Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah. There ain't nobody's going there. It's cold as hell. And then
that ain't really the issue, Jen. That ain't the issue. It's snowy out there, but it's a little other snow that they worried about.
Yeah,
worried about
the
white sheets.
Yeah, and so there's really, you know, there's places worse than that. I mean, compared to the living expense. Atlanta is a lot cheaper to, like, New York has a lower unemployment rate than Georgia.
Right.
But, you know, it's more expensive to live in New York. So,
yes, it is.
You know, there's a happy medium.
So, I mean, if you go ahead, Al.
Okay, I just want to jump in there. I have a few stats as far as the unemployment rate by state. Currently, right now, as of October 2009, Michigan still ranks number one as far as the unemployment rate, and I think Michigan's probably been up there in the top five since, you know, they closed down. On what was that?
Yeah, that's the General Motors, a couple of Ford plants.
General Motors.
Mm-hmm. I mean, would you say that's because of Detroit? Is Detroit directly affecting that?
I would suspect so. They have it by state, but I would suspect so. I mean, you know, that was their major moneymaker as far as that plant in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, that was their major moneymaker. And then, you know, we have, you know, Rhode Island, you know, which is one of the smaller states, but that's right behind Michigan. And then we have California.
But then you have to look, like Rhode Island, a lot of Wall Street people, a lot of business people, you know, they reside in that state. And like you said, with Michigan, you know, you have the fall of the car empire in America. And we have to look at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. You know, cars and Ford and General Motors, they were there, you know, in America's start, in the big boom of, you know, industrializing this nation. And, you know, we have to have some kind of boom. All America is ideals and acting and beauty. And we have to start adding some substance to our fabric.
Mm-hmm.
If
not,
we're just going to melt away.
Well, I mean, even with that being said, you may be a qualified person and you say all the jobs are going and you got all the green jobs coming now. I mean, you worked with the campaign and you saw President Obama, you know, promised a lot of situation with the green jobs, and a lot of people are kind of somewhat against that. What do you think about the green jobs, and how can the average person go for a green job possibly without the education background, the educational background that would be needed to get those jobs?
For an example, which I see the opposite of, it's very attractive now, you know, for your company to have that green dot on it, to say, you know, I am reducing my carbon footprint in the world. The company that I work for, basically, we're going to get a whole new industry off green jobs. We'll take something trash, basically, that comes off a product that we make and have turned it into, you know, a whole different industry. And Joe Smo off the street, you know, he can walk in and, you know, he can get a job in a factory, basically, you know, helping with that progress. So when big companies, people on top, stay innovative, and when they stay on thinking of new ideas and new ways to do things, it trickles on down the line to Joe Smo, who may not have, you know, a Harvard degree or even a city college degree.
True that.
Right. Well, Jen, let's take this comment right here. You're not live on the Middleman Show.
Oh, yes, sir. My name is Kanisha, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Hey, what's up,
Kanisha? Hey, how you doing?
All right. I wanted to know if you're about to get 2 degrees in December, and I already have a certificate in a secretary position. Why is it so hard to find a job right now?
Could you repeat that again and speak a little bit louder, please?
I wanted to know if I'm about to receive 2 degrees in December, and I already have a legal secretary certificate. I want to know why it's so hard to find a job right now.
What are your degrees? What are the other 2 degrees you're going to receive?
Hospitality management and culinary arts. And I also be certified as a certified culinary and a certified sous chef. And I also have a legal secretary certificate right now.
Right.
I was laid off from my job at the beginning of this year, in 08 of January. And I've been without a job now going on 2 years.
Wow.
Wow.
And Montgomery is the capital, so.
So you are in Montgomery, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, from what you understand as far as with Montgomery, what is the job rate looking like down there? Because, like I said, we lost over 100,000 jobs over here in Atlanta. What's the job situation looking like?
The same thing, like car plants going out of business.
Right.
Convenience stores, retail stores. places like McDonald's and how people are always talking about everybody can get a job at McDonald's. I don't apply basically at every fast food place or high class restaurant here in Montgomery. I was working as a cook assistant. Everybody's telling me I'm overqualified or
wow.
I have too much experience and they don't want to take me because I was making. I guess they don't want to pay me what I was making from the job I just came from.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can I say this?
Go ahead, Jean.
Well, I see now from our chart that Alabama is about somewhere in the middle of, like, the mess. You know, in the country, its unemployment rate is at 6.1, which is not too far off of what a lot of states are going through in the nation. The other morning,
mm-hmm.
when I was getting ready for work, I was watching Good Morning America, and they made a very, I think, significant point. There are so many people out there now looking for jobs. You have to make yourself shine. You have to make yourself available to the point where they'll say, you over all the other qualified people or all the other people, I'm going to pick you because you fit. And that may mean saying, going to that job and saying, hey, I'm going to work for you for 3 months for free. I'll work for you for free for 3 months. You don't have a job anyway. Yeah, listen to me.
A baby that's 13 months.
I know. It is hard, but it's the sacrifice. Either way, you might not have a job anyway. It's like temp job. It's like doing a temp job. You know, it might not be the ideal situation, but it might be the window to open up that opportunity, the sacrifice. Because
right.
there's so many people, that might be your spark. Let me work for you for maybe not 3 months. Let me work for you for 6 weeks. Show you what I have. Can I do an internship to let you know how I sparkle? And when you do that, you know, maybe that'll be a window of opportunity.
And I want to add this in too for you also. I'm also a culinary student. I've been a culinary student. I've studied culinary arts. And basically, I want to say this. I know your instructor probably told you this too. I mean, you have family members that have situations where they need somebody to cook for them, or you may have a church or local churches or things of that nature. Which you're getting your culinary arts certificate or diploma, whichever one you're getting, or degree. Okay, or degree. You may want to go around and find out, do people need these services? I mean, startup, it may not cost as much as you would probably think. You probably have a lot of materials at home right now.
Yeah.
But if you can go around to churches, you can possibly go around to people in the neighborhood, or either just start cooking out of your home. I know it may sound crazy, but if you recall back in the day, our parents and grandparents did this.
Yeah,
and, I mean,
and then you never know.
Money.
It might lead to you having your own business versus working for someone
else.
Right. We have to stay on top of being innovative and thinking outside the box and not relying on that person or that person
right.
to get me a job. I'm going to rely on me and my skills
right.
and my shine to go out there and get it. So I hope
because
you do.
You're right, because you control your worth, you control your time, you control what you bring in. I mean, somebody can always tell you, hey, you're only worth $9 an hour, but you can control that. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wanted to comment on what she had said earlier
yeah.
about you got to put yourself out there and make yourself known. Well,
mm-hmm.
I have done that. I don't apply basically to everything you can possibly think of, from factory work to hotel, janitorial, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And next time you have an interview, try something new, creative, that maybe that other person that they had an interview with that day didn't think of. Like when you book an interview, bring a platter of some of your best, you know, samples of something that you cooked. You know, make a video, put something on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
You know, go into, do any,
mm-hmm.
it may seem silly for a job at McDonald's. It may do. Or it may seem silly for a job, you know, as a culinary artist. But it works because you're going to catch that person's attention. We have to think outside
right.
the box.
See, I want for
right.
sure, since I, probably over the, within the past 2 years since I've been out of work since January 08, I've probably not had about 25 to 35 interviews and haven't got hired. Yeah, you got the experience we're looking for, but we're going to look for somebody else because we really can't afford to pay you.
That's right.
And
that's
I done
right.
told
well,
some people that I take. Some people done told me all I can pay you is $7.50. All I can give you is $8.
Right.
I done told them I would take it because I have a baby.
Well, Kanisha, I will say this to you, and that's the statement that I made earlier. Go ahead and find out your churches. Find out. Do you attend church?
Yes, I do.
Make sure. Find out if your church want to have, like, you know, dinner after church and see if you can charge a small fee.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that $9.50, you think about it. If you sell three plates in 30 minutes, that's that $9 at $3 a plate.
And also, somebody that needs a catering job, they may be getting a plate of yours and might say, you know, that was good.
Have
I
your
may
flyers.
Use
you know,
her.
You can, if you got access to the public library, go get you some flyers. You know,
make it happen.
I mean, you can
happen.
Basically just make up something simple. Just don't give up now.
So would I need to revise my resume or?
Well, actually,
always. I change my resume every 3 months.
Yep.
Even if it's nothing but the look, if I do something special on my job and get a recognition, I add that to my resume. I'm always flipping it up, putting a new highlight on there, always keeping it current. So if something comes along, I can say, bam, and I don't have to hesitate because I don't want anybody hesitating about me.
Right. And remember this, you can control how much money you make. Do it yourself. So I know it's not easy. You might not have the money to do it. Even I mean, excuse me for saying this, but sometimes, like Jen always say, you got to learn how to pimp the system. If you get public assistance, food stamps, use that money to start your catering business.
I wish I could get that. I can't even get that.
Wow.
That's just how bad it is in Montgomery.
You have family anywhere else in America?
Oh, yeah, in Mississippi. I'm from Mississippi.
What part?
Columbus.
Okay.
If it wasn't for my parents that helped me. My parents.
Right.
But you know what I saw, and this sounds silly, but I don't see plenty of people do this, and we need to start thinking how these little bummy little, you know, I hate to say it, little, you know, preppy little college kids, they get on YouTube, they make this video, they create them a website and say, donate to me. Tell your story. Say, I'm a great artist. You'd be surprised how people would want to help you when they see you trying. You'd be surprised about how people would give and reach out if you just reach out and let people know. It may sound silly, but this one girl, she got $50,000
for
putting herself out there. Just saying, look, I don't have any money. I'm broke. I need help. You'd be surprised. And then that leads to something else. That leads to something else. You never know. Just don't give up.
And Kenesha, you know, keep listening to us. We appreciate you calling. If you want to email us, you know, saying we can find some lanes or information that can help you, you can hit us up at We Are the Middlemen. That's WEAR Middlemen, MEN, at gmail.com. We appreciate you for your call. We're going to go ahead into our second song of the day. Keep
thank
listening,
you.
And we're going to keep praying for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, now. Our second song of the day, hey, it got me feeling the same way. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Oh, definitely. What's going on, man?
What's going on? Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman. Appreciate you.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right now.
That was Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, because there's so a lot going on out here with these jobs losing and, you know, people out here trying to struggle to make a dollar. So we want to thank that last caller for calling in as well, you know, for her comment. You know, like Casey said, we're going to continue to pray for you and, you know, hope everything works out for you.
Most definitely.
But also we do have a person who was actually on the web chat who had a comment, and he stated that, you know, you may have some high-paid execs that would pay her to come to our house and cook for them. And he said that people with money don't make time to cook, but they love to spend money to eat. And that could be a potential. That could be a potential.
Yeah.
So, and also we have another comment off of Facebook as well.
Okay.
And this listener said that, you know, he works at a restaurant in Starville, Mississippi, and it's like, you know, they love to switch things around and switch things up. You know, he don't get any benefit, and all the other jobs that were out there are currently either leaving or not hiring. And he also stated that it seems like they don't pay because they don't have the money to pay, and they know that you got, if you are trying to do something else, they would know. I can understand this comment, but I think he was saying that if you are working somewhere and they know that you're actually trying to go somewhere else, they'll probably try to prevent you from leaving them, or probably try to push you away too, as well.
Yep, and so, I agree with that comment, because I think right now we're going through a storm, and
yes,
the people that are going to survive are the people that can ride out the storm. Who's going to ride it out? Like now at my jobs, they had everybody turn in their extra pens. You know, everybody is, and I work for a Fortune 500 company. You know, everybody is. You know, cutting corners. Everybody is cutting back. Everyone is cutting, you know, as close they can to try to hold on to what they have through the storm. And if you just hold out and just ride the wave, when it's over, you will be on top.
And also, I want to read this this short stat right quick. This is basically taken from the CBS Evening News site, and they did a segment on, you know, college graduates and the unemployment rate due to graduating seniors, and they said that almost 2 million college graduates are currently unemployed, and also employers predict that companies will hire 22% fewer graduating seniors than last year. Wow. That's a lot of graduating kids that who are not going to look forward to not having a job. And then they also stated that government has postings for more than 40,000 slots open right now, but that's still 2 million. You know, so that's not enough to fluctuate that.
Hmm.
So, but you're going to have a lot of kids going back home to their parents.
Yeah.
You know, instead of getting into the workforce like they want to.
You know what I think is so beautiful about the human, just humans in general, the ones that really, you know, on point and peeping out what's going on, we don't mind helping each other out. I mean, I might not be able to give you $1,000, $100, even $5. But at least I can give you some information that can point you in the right direction if you're willing to take it. And like we were saying to Shanita, you know, don't give up. Please keep trying, because especially if you got kids, you know, that's your driving force regardless of anything. So
yeah,
we're going to keep praying for you, keep pushing. And I appreciate everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody that's on the web chat that's giving her advice, because, hey, if we don't help each other, nobody else will.
That's right. So. But let's go ahead and take this this caller.
Okay.
You're live on the Middlemen Show. Is this me?
Yeah. What's going on there, Brother Charlie?
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Good to hear
from
you again this weekend, my brother.
Yep.
Oh, man. Did I? Man, I had a good time. Ate a lot of turkey and dressing. You know,
yes, how was your turkey day?
Oh, it was. As far as the food and family, it was good, brother. It was good.
Yes, sir. Do you have a comment about what we're talking about here today? I mean, the economy, the young sister struggling, trying to find a job out there. She has 2 degrees. I mean, we're talking about people that, I mean, they can't find a job. I mean, what do you think about this environment that we're in right now?
Well, brother, you know, what I first of all, to that sister, my heart goes out to you because I have children and I totally understand where you're coming from and the frustration and pain that you feel. But I can say this, that God never puts anything on anyone any more than they can bear.
Right.
And that you're a lot stronger than you think you are. Just keep looking and something's going to turn up for you real soon, I hope. But as what's going on with the economy, I think people need to kind of understand that where we're coming from is that this economy is constricting on a global scale.
Right.
What we're feeling is the result of globalization. And a lot of these corporations, you know, the sister said she works for a Fortune 500 corporation.
Right.
They really don't have a love for the national workers, meaning if a corporation can ship jobs overseas and make money, then they'll do it. If the corporations need illegal labor to break the backs of the working people, they'll do it. They'll do whatever it takes to make money.
Yeah.
It's only going to take them a little while to understand that if people don't have money, they can't consume. And if they can't consume, how long will the corporation be able to rake into their fortune?
I mean,
So I think what the sister said earlier about riding it out,
yeah,
a lot of us, you know, if we can hold on and maintain, eventually the economy will get back in balance. I can't predict how long that will be, when that will be, but it eventually will get back in balance. In the meantime, everybody just hold on. Family, friends, look out for each other.
Right. You're exactly right. So I want to ask you this question right here as far as the topic is what we're talking about today also. When you got out of college and when you went to the job market, it was real easy to get in, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm a writer, so, you know, it was really, really good. I mean, great, fantastic. I had a job before I left.
Now, compare that to today when you have people with masters and bachelors, and they can't even get a job at McDonald's. Now, what advice would you give a person like that? Because, I mean, that got to be a hard blow to the whole mental. As far as not being able to get a job, like, I have the qualifications, but I can't get the job. Like this sister was saying, what do you think about that?
She had a lot of qualifications.
Yeah, she do. Well, secretary and everything else.
One of the things that I would tell someone is what's very important nowadays to go to college to think about ways of creating your own job. Think about going into college as to gain skills that are marketable, but figure out a way to make those skills work for you that you work for the skills. In other words, I'm a strong advocate of entrepreneurship. Somebody said recently, you know, a lot of rich people for the business, you know, are looking for people to cook for them. You know, the service oriented economy is service sector is really growing strong, but you just have to figure out ways to take the skills that you do have and utilize them to create jobs for yourself. That's my solution to this.
Right.
I mean,
now,
as you well know, I own a business. I own a consulting firm, several other things, because just writing alone is not going to cut it anymore. You know, the economy is so bad, people aren't picking up magazines and not picking up books like they used to.
Right.
So, you know, I've had to veer into some other areas.
Right.
And make an income stream for myself.
Most definitely, that's the best way to be. Now, Charlie, one thing that we've came to in our search of statistics and things, I got Al. Al got some statistics and recession-proof jobs that are out there right now. Al, what are some of those jobs that you said are recession-proof?
Okay, the number one job that is recession-proof, and I think everybody could attest to this, is being a registered nurse. And they have on here a salary starting at $55,000 to $90,000, you know, depending on your level of experience and also your degree. And also they have the second recession proof job is a retail store manager or assistant store manager or a retail associate. Mm-hmm. And particularly those people, they as far as the sales associates, they earn in between $15,000 to $30,000, while a store manager, they could bring home as much as $80,000 a year.
Wow.
You know, that's good money in Mississippi, $80,000. But also they do have, also on Forbes.com, the 10 most secure jobs, according to Forbes.com, is being an accountant or auditor, a computer analyst, an environmentalist or hydrologist, a lawyer, pharmacist, physical therapist, a speech pathologist, and also a teacher. So, you know, if you're in those fields, hey, you're here. So, and also, you know, there is a need for teachers out there.
Yeah.
Anybody could, you know, come, you know, degree and do the 14-month program and go do your 2 years, you know, as far as working at a low-income school and potentially come out working at a school.
Yeah, male teachers are needed. I see that male teachers are needed, too, in a high
most
number.
Most definitely.
High numbers.
Most definitely.
We got another caller right here. We're going to go ahead and take your comment real quickly if we can. Caller, you're on the line with the middleman.
I hope you're not talking to me.
Yes, we are.
Oh, I'm just trying to listen to the show because I'm having problems with Blog Talk, man.
Oh, okay, my bad. Hey, appreciate you for calling in, though.
But no problem. Like, why would y'all do a show that I can't even get on Jen about today?
Yeah, we're going to have to stop that there, buddy.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
But we appreciate you for listening. I mean, you're a professional. I know you got a comment, but we're not going to hold you to it.
Okay, I'll give you a comment. Since you're going to beg me for a comment, I'll give you one.
Wow.
I believe you said that, I'm getting bits and pieces from computer
systems. Okay.
Something about in the job market, is it who you know or what you know?
Right.
I can't speak for the general job market, but actually, like, for my job.
Yeah.
And on my job, what you know will get you the interview. Who you know will get you the job.
Okay. I feel you on that.
You know, and to me, I think that's honestly messed up in a way. But, like I said, but that's how my job works, you know?
Right.
Oh, and
we ain't going to get into that because I don't want to get you into trouble.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say anything else on that. That's
okay.
But the other thing was, which I heard Charlie say, you know, something along the lines, and I've lost my thoughts, so don't worry about it. It happened.
Okay.
Oh, service market. That's what it was, service market. I can tell you now, you know my job.
Right.
My job is strictly a mental job. It's all about faith. You know, it's a human chess game. It's a human chess game every day, and you can't be off your game.
Right.
Because if you do, people will get killed and a lot of equipment gets damaged.
Right.
Anyway, and we're talking about millions, but that's not the point. I know, like I say, if you know how to be called a blue collar worker type deal or manual labor type.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the money is. Like, I can go, prime example is like in my house here, I had a problem with my kitchen sink.
Oh yeah, mama's gonna rape you.
I put it away. I paid $150 for just the service after I had already went and bought the parts.
Wow, the labor got you, buddy.
Right, you know. So I'm like, that's where the money is. I'm like, I'd love to grab $150 an hour.
it's mainly on the person if they own that job, just like a mechanic. If a mechanic owns a place and they're doing like $150, they can gauge it as far as with the labor. Then yeah, they definitely making the money. But we appreciate you for calling in this week, man. Yeah, you ain't able to get on Jen. Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Maybe another day.
But we're gonna go ahead and roll into our third song of the day, and it is by Stevie Wonder. The song is called Heaven Help Us. And you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman. Appreciate you again this Sunday. Sorry about that bug, boy. You got cut off.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Black man, if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has crawled. Heaven.
Stevie Wonder, Heaven Help Us All. We sure need it right now, and a lot of people that, you know, need that touch right now. We want to, you know, pray for everybody out there who's out there struggling, who's still, you know, on the grind. Keep your head up. Keep submitting your resumes. Keep submitting your applications. Keep looking. Keep searching the web. You know, use Monster. Use all those websites that you can actually go and locate jobs on.
Yeah, Alan, I would like... Yeah, be different, Jen. You right. And I would also like to say everybody, to everyone, do not be afraid to step out there on faith and do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't be scared to step That's out right. and do it yourself, because God gave you a talent. You can use it. Do it. You know, hey.
And also what I said before, like the lady was saying on Good Morning America, you know, you may volunteer for free at some place or internship for 2 days a week. You know, that's not going to hurt you to give a couple hours 2 days a week for you to get in the door and to show you. So when they do have an opening or when they do have something open, you'll be the first one to come to mind.
What's the name of that movie that Will Smith did when he was living outside with his little boy? And that was actually a true story. It's very touching, a very touching story. They was living like in the homeless
in
shelter.
The hotel. Yeah.
I cannot remember the name of that movie, but I mean, if you think about it, he volunteered his time at that job. He thought he was gonna get paid. It was actually an internship, and they was living in this homes and all that. And I mean, he forced his way up that ladder just by being persistent, just by being believing in God and believing in what he was trying to do for his son. So I would say that to everybody else, you know, hey, keep pushing in that same manner. Ain't nothing stopping you but you. It don't look good now, but hey, we can do it. So we got through this, and we're going to get through more. We strong. That's all I got to say.
That's right. So, and to all our people who were listening on our chat board today and all our other means of communication, such as Facebook, Yahoo Messenger, Google Messenger as well, you know, we want to appreciate you all for listening and your comments as well. We definitely appreciate it. And you can also go back and re-listen to this show if you missed the first part of the show. You can actually go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/themiddlemen, and also you can go to our website, which is wearethemiddlemen.ning.com. Go on there, create your profile, and if you have any comments, please place your comments on there. We'll definitely get to those as well too. And also you can definitely email us at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com, and also please place in the subject matter pertaining to the middleman show, so we'll know what type of email it is, and so we'll know not to, you know, overlook it. So we'll definitely appreciate you all for listening.
Yeah, make sure y'all, when y'all email us, hey, send us some jobs. If y'all know about jobs in Alabama, you in Alabama, so we can help this young lady out. It takes a village. We can help each other out. Let's email her some jobs, or if you know somebody like the young man was talking about, you know, getting some professionals to, you know, for that she can cook for. If you know anybody that need a chef, hey, hit us up. We are the middlemen at gmail.com. Let's help each other. Mm-hmm. Let's help her out.
That's right. That's okay. Right. So,
hey, and to my man, Bug Boy, biggest fan, I apologize, man. Hey, I ain't mean to cut you off.
He'll be all right.
also, we want to give a shout out to the kid who was on the Blog Talk message board. Thank you for your comments as well, too. Enjoyed chatting with you live
today
on the web. And also, Nisha Michelle, guest 2279, and Buzz Boy number one fan, of course.
Yeah, Tyler Braxton,
definitely.
Appreciate you. And, hey, man, let's give a special shout out to our man, Nick Eden, for helping us put this wonderful show together. Appreciate you, Nick.
That's right.
Most definitely. And this right here, is going out to everybody that's on the line.
That's right.
Oh.
Extended version. You didn't even know we had that, did you?
I didn't know, because I'm always hearing the boo. I never knew we had clapping.
No. We got some clapping in there, too. That's for all our people that's on the line.
So what do they got to look forward to next week? What are we doing?
Ooh.
Is it gonna be hot?
Yeah,
it's gonna be pretty hot, man. Y'all make sure y'all check on them updates on Facebook, Yahoo Messenger, also on the We Are the Middleman site. Make sure you check out those updates that we'll be posting next door as well. And you can actually go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the middleman and also get a peek at what next week's show.
Selfishness in a relationship. I am me. That's what next week's show is. Selfishness in a relationship.
Wow.
Are you a selfish person in your relationship? This is going to be serious.
Right. Wow.
It's going to be serious.
I feel the stings coming on from some of my comments.
Most
I
definitely.
Might have to
hey,
say.
Hey, is this another person right here? Can we get them before we get out of here?
I guess.
Okay. Go ahead, Pam. Got 50 seconds.
Back on the Middleman Show. Hello?
I guess not. Who is this?
Well, all right. Well, let's take it on out, people.
Appreciate it.
The Middleman shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now, I ain't sure what you were tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, go take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, you comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey. What's happening, the middlemen? Hey, what's happening, the middlemen? Hey, what's happening, Blog Talk?
BlackTalkRadio.com. The middleman.
Chill. Make sure y'all tune in next week. Tell your friends. We're trying to grow this show, and we appreciate every last one of y'all for listening to this show.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We're trying to get up into the millions of listeners.
Hey,
so,
don't forget, add us as a favorite.
Tell about it.
Hey, you can get your own Blog Talk. What is that, your little profile without having a show? Yeah, you can get your profile and add us to your favorite. So it'll be easier to get on the web chat and keep it moving, because all our people on Facebook and all our people that have a problem with iTunes, y'all make sure y'all go on Blog Talk, get your little profile so you ain't got to go through all that. Hit us up on that web chat. And, hey, another one up, another one down, another Sunday. Hey, we are
good, baby.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
I'll be back.
Yep.